All morning we've been hearing about movies that scare you, and our next guest made one that might do the trick. Boneyard Racers is a short film screening at the Edmonton International Film Festival, and Neil Chase is the writer and one of the actors in Boneyard Racers and joins us now. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Tara. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Tell us about your film. What's it about?
Well, our film is it's a horror-inspired fantasy film. It's really about a young teen couple who accidentally stumble onto a ghoulish Halloween party on their way home on Halloween night. And what they think is just a group of people in costume really turns out to be, the creatures of the night out for a night of frolicking. And when they're there, they're challenged to a street race by one of the attendants. And what they don't realize is that the stakes are for their souls.
Oh, yikes. So this is obviously based on a real thing that happened to you, Neil?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a few years back, and I can't tell yet whether I won or lost.
It takes a little while to know if you lost your soul.
That's right.
And Neil, where truly, though, did this idea come from? Because you've got a lot of things going on here, you know, some spookiness, some senses of playing with reality, and then also this horror touch and drag racing.
Yeah, honestly, where it came from was our producer came up to myself and the director of the film after we'd wrapped up another short film, and he said, "Hey, guys, is there anything we could do with hearses?" And I said, "Naturally, what do you mean? The cars that drive dead people?" And he said, yeah, is there anything we could do with that? Could we do a movie maybe where they're racing or something like this? So naturally, my first question was, well, do you know anybody that has hearses? And he said, "Yes, actually, I do. I think I can get us a couple." And so that got my wheels spinning, and on the drive home, we sort of batted around some ideas, and that night I wrote the script, and it really turns out to be a kind of a Devil Went Down to Georgia tale about, except instead of using fiddles, they're racing cars.
Right. I wonder, too, because I watched the trailer for this, you do have some beautiful cars that are used in this to really give it that drag race look. So how did you source all this and really make this whole concept come to life?
Well, that's really thanks to our producer, Preston Wasiuk. He put everything together. It was really kind of amazing how quickly everything fell together after the script was written. Because literally the next day I plopped the script down in front of everybody and said, "Here we go. This is our next film if we can get the pieces together." And, it was like magic. So many people, as soon as they heard the concept of this, just said, I want to be part of this. And what went from being, this little thing we were just doing for fun, turned out to be something very special very quickly.
Is horror your wheelhouse? Like, is this a genre you love to make films with that sort of that genre?
I do. I love horror. I love action, fantasy, sort of the genre types of films. Those are, they're just so much fun. You know, they're a wonderful escape from the world. But at the same time, I think if you inject enough humanity into the story and really focus on the character development, you can have really special, wonderful stories.
What is it that you love so much about the horror genre? You said it's really fun, but, which aspect of it? Because we've been talking a lot about this morning. Some people love the psychological side. Some people are more into the gore. What's your favorite?
I think for me, it's the idea of ordinary people being placed into extraordinary situations and then seeing how they're going to cope. In this case, we've got two teenagers who are just regular kids, and they're put into this situation where at first they think it's one thing, and then it turns out to be something completely different. And by the time they realize it, it's too late, and then they're literally fighting for their lives and their souls by the end of it.
I noticed, too, in the film that you really work off of, like, lighting, obviously stellar makeup and costuming, to show that difference between these two teenagers that are sort of in, quote-unquote, reality, living, and then all these ghoulish other characters. How difficult is it with horror to create that without going too kitschy or, to really make people feel like this horror is real?
Yeah, that's a very good question. The idea of the set design, the costuming, the lighting, everything adds to that flavor of a good horror film, I think. And in our case, I was always inspired from the very beginning by Michael Jackson's Thriller. Mm. I love the look and the feel of that music video. I thought it was just brilliantly done, and it stuck with me ever since I was a little kid. And I thought, let's bring a little bit of that sensibility, that sort of 80s kitsch, and yet, at the same time, it's like, yeah, but I could still kind of buy this. I can still see the sort of the reality of it, even though it's so far-fetched. So I think there's that fine line, that balance that you have to walk as a filmmaker.
You filmed all this in Edmonton and Sherwood Park. How does the city kind of make its own appearance throughout the short film?
It was filmed entirely in Sherwood Park, actually, and,
oh, okay.
And it's in Refinery Row, as it's called there, on sort of the eastern side of the city, where Edmonton meets Sherwood Park, I guess, along the Anthony Henday. And so, again, it was a matter of talking with the county, talking with Sherwood Park, and getting their permissions, walking them through it, and saying, like, you know, we would like to drive these two cars together on this little section of road that we had found. And it was very much a deserted road at night. We filmed it at night and made sure that there was no traffic and things like this. And the film is about cars racing, but in reality, a hearse can only go up to about 60 or 70 kilometers an hour. It's not a very fast car. So that suspension of disbelief in the film, where it certainly looks a lot faster than it's actually going, but in reality, it was a very safe environment.
Mm-hmm. And Neil, what's next for you?
Well, we're actually gearing up for a feature film to film here in Edmonton in November. And it's a script that I wrote called Spin the Wheel. And it's another tale, actually, of good versus evil. It's sort of gotten me some wonderful attention from the Academy of Motion Pictures and Sciences, where it placed in the Nickel Fellowship, and as well as the Austin Film Festival, which kind of are two of the most high-ranking script-writing festivals in the world, and they both loved the script. And after they said, you know, when you got the Academy telling you they think your script is awesome, that made me think, okay, we've got to put this thing together.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, best of luck with the next project, and thanks so much for telling us about Boneyard Racers.
Thank you so much for having me on.
All the best, Neil.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Neil Chase is the writer and one of the actors in Boneyard Racers. You can check out the film screening at the Edmonton International Film Festival. You can check out the times by going to edmontonfilmfest.com.